Having a little pride in something you do is considered to be a good thing by society, but too much pride, and some consider it to be obnoxious or even a personality flaw. Researchers at UC Santa Barbara and the University of Montreal have been spearheading a global study looking at the hypothesis that pride plays an important evolutionary role in human survival.
The idea that we are investigating is the hypothesis that pride may have evolved by natural selection to help our ancestors navigate social situations in the environments in which we evolved. More specifically, the notion is that we evolved in environments without food storage or hospitals or social security. There's a lot of scarcity and food variation from one day to another, attacks by humans and non-human predators. So you really need other people's help if you're going to survive and reproduce in this harsh environment.
Dr. Daniel Caesar is lead author of a new paper on their research study.
People have incentives in these kind of social ecologies to become valuable in the eyes of other people, so that they will be willing to help you when you need the help. If they don't value you, they don't help you. So the idea is that pride helps the individual become valuable in the eyes of others.
Caesar talks about the focus of the question they were examining.
The idea is that the individual needs to trade off the self-interest, things that will bring you a personal payoff, against the values of other people, doing things that other people might value. So if you only pursue your self-interest, people will shun you. But on the other hand, if you only pursue what other people value, then that's also a non-starter. So the individual needs to finally navigate the two sides of the equation.
The researcher says the study looks at the role of pride in a number of societies across the globe.
We had a team of anthropologists and psychologists and one economist conducting fieldwork in 10 traditional small-scale societies around the world, in places such as Central and South America and Africa and Asia. Very remote places. They have a variety of subsistence modes, so they have foraging, so they hunt for a living, or they do small-scale agriculture or fishing, variety of religions and very different languages.
Caesar says the new study shows that pride does appear to have been embedded in humans as a part of evolution.
We found in each of these 10 societies substantially close a match between pride and the values of others. It ranges in effect sizes, but it's the case that we find this effect in all of the societies as the theory of pride as an evolved adaptation.
The new study aligns with previous research done involving Western cultures, again backing the idea that pride is a built-in survival tool in humans.
We have conducted similar research in 16 Westernized societies. We've observed, again, a robust support for the hypothesis, but the reason we conducted this additional support was to evaluate the alternative hypothesis that the finding in the Western societies was particular cultural development in Western societies or market societies or societies exposed to global cultures. So we really wanted to maximize the number of non-Western societies.
Caesar talks about where he sees the research involving UCSB, the University of Montreal, and scientists from Russia, China, Japan, Nigeria, and other countries going next.
I've been conducting similar research on the emotion of shame, and we see similar patterns with shame. People feel more ashamed of things that other people value. And we observe similar cross-cultural patterns. And so there's a number of research projects that will follow up on these basic findings.
The researchers say pride is a basic part of human nature, something that, for better or worse, evolved as a survival tool. They say while it's important, balance is the key, or the result can be narcissists and alpha people who become intoxicated with their power or clout. The findings of the new study were published in the Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences. Lance Orozco, KCLU News.